Dataflight.ai. Haiya uses data from multiple sources, including call event data from Haiya's network, scam traps, user reports, federal compliance data, STIRP shaken, and custom data sources from our carriers and distribution partners. It includes in-house lifecycle management of the ML models, and a forecasting ensemble-based system, in order to capture the multitude of telecommunications fraud scenarios and geographies we are dealing with in order to deliver comprehensive protection against calls. Haiya comes from the same company behind AT&T's phone protection app, and also powers Samsung's integrated contact blocking and spam security. It is building the service for businesses, so that they can customize what their caller ID looks like when calling people, with greater details on addresses and other services. Haiya Connect provides businesses with a robust, brandable caller ID solution, which allows businesses to add their names, logos, and call reasons to their outbound calls. Branded call intelligence is a component of Haiya Connect, Haiya's secure, SaaS-based, branded caller ID solution. Haiya Caller ID and call blocking is brought to you by Haiya Inc. Leveraging the power of the Haiya database, which has hundreds of millions of telephone numbers, you will know the real caller behind multiple calls and text messages. In August 2016, Haiya launched Haiya Cloud, a caller ID and network-wide call blocking offering from Haiya. Shortly thereafter, Haiya began providing spam protection services for AT&T phones via the AT&T Call Protect product. Haiya thought with the rise of mobile apps that we actually might be able to address this use case through automated caller ID services for people that simply downloaded an app we provided. We thought that was weird, there was no caller ID on mobile. Haiya is trusted by businesses, carriers, and consumers worldwide for providing safe, engaging connections, and stopping nuisance calls. Haiya is a Seattle-based company selling information about your caller profile for the purpose of identifying incoming calls and blocking suggested unwelcome ones. The company compared this new ability with the existing method, which responds to known telephone numbers used by spammers. Haiya says AI is far more efficient than traditional tactics, which respond to known phone numbers used by spammers alone. Haiya introduced what it calls Adaptive AI last week as an add-on to its Haiya Protect product, used by wireless carriers, smartphone makers, and app developers as part of its services suite. Seattle-based technology company Haiya says it has reached a new milestone in its fight against junk phone calls, using AI to identify 20% more illicit, unsolicited calls than existing technologies. Haiya is using artificial intelligence to detect 20% more illegal and unwanted calls than existing technologies do right now, CEO and founder Alex Algard told VentureBeat. Using machine learning analysis of its massive call data database, it has so far called 3.5 billion times. The Seattle-based Haiya's mission has been to turbocharge the humble telephone conversation, providing granular insight into who is calling, whether they are an ordinary person or an IRS scammer. Haiya's first year in business focused on inbound calls, which is basically data that you see on the phone screen when a call comes through. Companies like these have integrated Haiya's technology directly into selected models of their phones and dialers, and for those who are not on these networks or who do not use phones made by those OEMs, for instance, an iPhone, which Apple keeps its calling experience tight-lipped, Haiya has an app, too. According to the 2022 Haiya State of the Call report, fewer than 14% of companies think they know how their calls are being delivered, and just 4% are able to monitor the call delivery with any kind of confidence. Spam and fraudulent calls harm businesses and cause customers to be less likely to respond to calls from unknown numbers. This is an enterprise call performance gap. Just knowing blocking calls can probably shut down the vast number currently operating because of the constant number spoofing by robocallers. Download it now for free, and gain immediate protection against spoofed calls, scam numbers, or the robocaller. The completely free variant blocks spam and fraudulent calls, offers warning labels about the nuisance, and specific blocked records, plus you can block any mystery callers. With Scam Guard turned on with T-Mobile, you can
expect to receive complete caller ID, scam reports, blockers for scammers immediately prior to the ringing of your cell, and an option to mark figures as favorites to keep them from calling your cell. Verizon's Call Filter app offers spam detection, spam filters, phone logs for blocked or pranked calls, an option to allow calls from unique numbers and the decision to report numbers completely for free. You will want to find an app that works well with your gadget, provides automated connections, with spam blocking and warnings about suspect calls, and helps you quickly report the pickup phone should the number snuck through. Your brand identity can show up when calling AT&T customers on either iOS and Android mobile devices, Samsung Smart Call-enabled devices, and users of Hiya or Mr. Number apps. As an example, I am just as fed up with going to my phone settings and seeing all three of the Hiya options are unenabled. There is an obvious opportunity to begin enhancing Hiya, as and when people agree to record calls, such as with customer service calls, by using natural language processing to analyze conversations, and using these to inform what kinds of data Hiya provides to users as well as companies, and help to create a better picture of what you, a user, may consider an unwelcome call. The Hiya usage process means only those motivated, willing to give something a fair shot, and capable of following instructions. Only those motivated will get to move on to the next step.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Gertrude and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.